Mesechus Mura Parabab Mishnah Gemo Ezehu Mechir Kelev. We had a Mishnah Aleph that a Mechir Kelev is also to be brought as a korban. And the Mishnah asked, what's the case of a Mechir Kelev? Parimel Lechaveiro Hei Lechot Slezeh Tachat Kelev Zeh. Somebody says to his friend, take this lamb for your dog. He trades the lamb for the dog. The lamb is also to be brought as a korban. V'chein Shnei Shutzvim Shechokum. And so too in a case where two people owned a bunch of animals jointly and they decided to split. Echa natal asara, ve'echa natal tisha v'kelev. One of the partners took 10 lambs, and the other partner took 9 lambs plus a dog. Shekeneged hakelev asurim, she'im hakelev mutar. The partner that did not take the dog and his 10 lambs are keneged the kelev, all of his 10 lambs are asur. While the partner who took a dog plus 9 lambs, the 9 lambs that he has besides the dog are not considered mechir kelev and their mutar. Now the question is, right? Why are all 10 lambs that one partner took considered Mechir Kelev and all are also? We should look at only one of the 10 lambs as Mechir Kelev, since the other partner took 9 lambs besides the dog. The answer is that the dog is worth more than any one of the 10 lambs that the other partner took. So we can't say just one lamb is Mechir Kelev, since none of the lambs are worth as much as a dog. And the dog is worth at least 9 ma'os more than any of the lambs that the other partner took. So therefore we look at it as if one lamb plus one ma from the other 9 lambs are mechir kelev. As we say that all 10 lambs are mechir kelev, one lamb is entirely mechir kelev. And since a dog is worth 9 ma'os more than any one of the lambs, so the other 9 lambs, a ma worth from each one of those lambs is also mechir kelev in place of the dog. So therefore all 10 lambs are aser ve'enachanabi. If one lamb is worth as much as a dog, then only one lamb would be considered mechir kelev, and the other 9 lambs would be mutar. Esman kelev u mechir zona. Harielu mutar. Shenem ashnayim velo arba. An esman kelev, somebody gives a behemoth to his friend for the right to be by all his dog, that would not be asked to be brought as a korban. Only an esman that is given for a zona is also. And a mechir zona, a zona that is switched for a behemoth. Somebody gives a behemoth to his friend for the right to a zona, that also is mutter to be brought as a korban. Only mechir kelev is asur, but a mechir zona is mutter. As the pasuk says, shnai, only 2 things are asur, which are esnan zona and mechir kelev, but not arba, 4 things are not asur. The esnan kelev and the mechir zona is not included in the isur. Yadosam mutar shenemar hein velo vladosam. An esnan zona and a mechir kelev that have vlados, those vlados are not asur, be brought as a korban. As the pasuk says, hein, only the Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev itself is also to be brought as a korban. But if they have blottos, the blottos are mostly to be brought as a korban. Masechet Mora Parivav Mishnah Dalet Nasan Laksafim Harielu Mutar. Somebody who gives a Zona money for the right to be bal her. That money is not considered an Esnan Zona. You can buy with that money a behemoth to be brought as a korban, as only if you give her something that it itself is brought as a korban is it asher. So the money is not brought as a korban, it's used to buy a behemoth that is part of the korban, so therefore it's mutter. Yenos shmanim uslasot v'kol davar shekiyoti v'okarei v'agabim mizbeach. Also, if you give a zona wine or oil or flour or anything else that it itself is brought on the mizbeach, it would be also, it would be considered an etzman zona, as yain is brought on the mizbeach for nesachim, and shemen and solus is used for menachas, so therefore since it itself is brought on the mizbeach, it's considered an etzman zona. But if you give her grapes, and you make wine from that grape, that wine would be mutter to be brought in his back as nesachim. As that which we say, then Esman Zona is also to be brought in his back, that's if there's no shinoi, no change was made to the Esman Zona. But if you squeeze grapes to make wine out of it, you made a shinoi from the grapes, you turned it into wine, so therefore, it would be mutter. Nasan la mukdashim hari elu mutar. If you have a behemoth that you've already been makdish for a korban, and you give it to a zona for his char, that behemoth would not be an Esan Zona, it would be mutter to be brought as a korban. Since you already makdish it before you gave it to the Zona, it cannot become asur with that which you gave it to a Zona. And even if the korban that you are makdish was for a korban Pesach, and a person has the right to be mamanah somebody else on his Pesach, to make somebody else a shutter for his Pesach, and he can take money from that person for the right to be mamanah on his Pesach, and that money would be chul. Therefore, you might think, since you have the right to take money, Mimana has somebody else on your Pesachim, so the Korban Pesach is considered yours, so therefore you can answer it by giving it to a Zona, and you might think it would be an Esnan Zona, and you cannot bring it for a Korban, The Mishnah tells us that no, any mukdashin that you give to Zonah would not become asu. Oh, folks, hari evu asu. If you give a Zonah an oath for her ethnon, the oath would be asu to be brought out of the court. Shahaya bedik. And you might make a kavachomer, and you might think otherwise, you might think that an oath cannot become asu as an ethnon Zonah. My ma mukdashim shamun paisu behem. Ein ethnanu mechir chale. If I mukdashim a behema, they already mocked it, that a mum would pop with from the mizbeach, yet still it would not become usher as an ethnon or as a mechir. If you give it to a zona as an ethnon, it does not become usher. Or if you trade it for a dog, it does not become usher. Oifos, she'en amun paisul behem. Ein o bedin shalo yehe ethnanu mechir chale. So you might make up a kavachomer that oifos, that a mum cannot possible an oath. An oath does not become possible by a regular mum. It is only possible to be brought to the korban if it's missing an aver. So you might think, certainly, the iser ethnon or the iser mechir should not be chal on it, that if you give it to a zona as an ethnon or you trade it for a dog, you might think that the kavachomer would tell us that it would not be asur. Therefore, we learn out from the pasuk that the pasuk says, l'chol neder. Any neder that you make in our mafresh a behema for a korba, if that behema was given to a zona as an ethna, you cannot be mafresh it, you cannot make a neder to bring it as a korba. And since it says l'chol neder, any neder, that includes also an oath. If you give an oath to a zona as an ethna, you cannot be mafresh it and make a neder to bring it as a korba. We also learn out from l'chol neder that only if you make the neder in our mafresh for a korba after you give it to the zona, is it also to be brought as a korban. But if you made the netter and were mafish it as a korban before you gave it to the zona, it's not usher as an ethnon, as a whole netter is mashma, that you made the netter after you gave it to the zona.